Yeah, Keith Mills with Pete Gilbert and a very special guest with us right now, number 95, Jared Johnson. And JJ, I wish I had a dollar, my friend. Every time a Ravens fan came up to me and said, hey, please tell me that Jared Johnson will be back next year, that has to make you feel good to hear that, huh?
Yeah, it does.
That's it? Come on. Now, how many times have people come up to you and say, JJ, please come back. Please come back.
Well, I mean, during the season, you know, people don't really focus on free agency. So I haven't heard a whole lot about it, you know, because I'm obviously not there. And down in Florida, there's not a whole lot of buzz about whether I go back to the Ravens.
Yeah, at 7-Eleven, the guy's not saying, hey, JJ, you got to stay with the Ravens.
No, they don't really care.
Can you shed any light on the situation for the fans up here at all?
I mean, there's really nothing going on, you know. I mean, I'm just waiting for March 16th. I mean, you know, it used to be in the past when free agency started on March 2nd, the combine is pretty much where everything got done, and you came out of the combine with a pretty good, you know, feeling of what was going to happen as far as what teams were involved and where your market value is and, you know, all those things. But since free agency got moved back 2 weeks, you know, when my agent went to the combine, we didn't learn anything. You know, I thought that he was going to come back with a pretty good idea of what was going to happen, and we have no idea. So we're just going to just let these 2 weeks play out and see what happens and you know, hope for the best.
Yeah.
JJ, do you pay attention to the reports, the ones, like, you know, I see read one yesterday where the Jets are heavily interested in bringing you aboard, and there's reports that Chuck Pagano is going to make, you know, instructing his guys to make a big run at you to help set the way they do defense in Baltimore, in Indianapolis, to create right. That sense there. Do you pay attention to that stuff?
You know, normally, no, you know, other than what my agent tells me, but, you know, in the last couple of days, I don't know what happened the last couple of days. I don't know if there was an article or a press conference or what, but just like 2 days ago, my phone was blowing up and people were texting me saying, you know, I'm all over the news and this and that. I never even found out what they were talking about, but, you know, I heard that Rex, you know, said some stuff about me and kind of, I don't know what happened, but, you try not to listen to it. You don't pay attention to it because it really means nothing until actual free agency and negotiations start. So, and as of now, you know, I have nothing solid to go on. So, you know, right now it's just waiting to see what's going to happen.
Is it fair though to think that those would be the three teams for what we know of you that would make sense? The Ravens,
yeah,
the Jets,
absolutely. You know,
the Colts.
Absolutely. I'm extremely familiar with Rex. You know, I know I've played in his scheme. You know, I played in his scheme for 6 years, and we pretty much still run a very similar, you know, if not identical defense since he left. And then Chuck, it's only logical to think that those are the teams that would be involved.
Hey, JJ, Kadri Ismail and I did the show last night, and Q, and I asked Q, I said, Q, when you went through free agency, how was it? He goes, oh, man, it was terrible. He goes, my stomach was churning every day. He goes, I try to put the game face on and mask it, but it was really difficult to try to speculate where you're going to be. Can you relate to that, or are you, because this is your second go-round in regards to a big free agency situation, have you been able to maybe master those emotions a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I would agree with him. 5 years ago, the first time I was a free agent, you know, it was, you know, I was an up-and-coming player. I'd been in the league 4 years, you know, and it was kind of like my big shot. You know, I'd started a lot of games but was never like an opening day starter. So it was kind of like my step into, you know, that role. And, you know, yeah, I can agree with him. It was very nerve-wracking, very stressful. This time it's totally different, you know. I've prepared for it, you know. It's been on the back of my mind, you know. Also, anytime your contract is up, it's always in the back of your mind at some point during the season. And you know, you just know that, you know. For instance, every game that, you know, we didn't clinch the playoffs, you know, you got to think, is that my last game as a Raven? Is this last regular season game, is this going to be my last game as a Raven? And you clinch, and then the first playoff game, you're like, is this the Houston game? Is this going to be my last game? Make sure this is your best game because it could be your last game as a Raven. And so it is, to some degree, always in the back of your mind. But, Right now, you know, I'm content. You know, I can't control anything from here on out. I've played the best I could this season. I can't go back and change the way I played. I wish I could add some more sacks and interceptions and, you know, whatever, but you can't do it. So right now I'm pretty chill about it. You know, I'm just going to wait and just see what happens.
Last free agency question before we move on to other things. If all things were equal, if the Ravens offer was the same as let's for the hypothetical situations, the Jets or the Colts or whomever, do you stay here?
I mean, you have to, you know, I was born a Raven. You know, I'd love to retire a Raven. You know, but there's going to be a lot of factors that go into it, you know. We don't know where the teams value me. That's what we'll find out in a couple weeks. I would love to retire a Raven. You know, I've been with this team forever. I'm extremely close with my teammates, you know, especially, you know, Terrell and Ray and Haloti and Ed. You know, we've been through a lot of games together, and I want to win a championship with this group. But with that being said, when you have to make a business decision, you know, and all there's different things come factored in. You know, you have to look at everything. And if everything is equal, I mean, you know, you would have to think that I would come back to Baltimore. But you never know. I mean, things are never going to be equal. They're always going to be a little bit different, and you just have to weigh your options and make the best decision.